marvelous and wonderful people. Welcome back to Marvels and Wonders, original stories for kids. Have you ever been friends with an animal? Maybe a pet at home? Maybe it's the neighbor's dog? A friendship with an animal can be really special. Today's story is about a bunny and a girl who are best friends. Get comfy and ready to listen. The Bunny and the Girl. Down in the tall grass of Buttermilk Farm hunched a small brown bunny named Clover. Her long pointed ears towered above her dark eyes and twitching nose. She shuffled her paws a little and crouched lower under the cover of the lush green all around her. She was waiting for something, or rather, someone. Every evening, as the sun began to dip closer to the edge of the faraway hills, the farmer's daughter would bring Clover a treat. She often brought crisp lettuce or a juicy carrot. Sometimes she would get a cluster of dandelions she had gathered just for Clover. One time, she had even brought Clover a large, shiny strawberry. Remembering that tasty red treat made Clover's mouth begin to water. She thumped her foot in anticipation as she stretched up and took another quick peek over the top of the grass. The farmer was wiping his hands on his overalls as he walked toward the house. Clover's nose wiggled excitedly. It wouldn't be long now. With her large ears, she could hear the door to the house open and close, the latch clicking into place. A moment later, the sound came again as the girl left the house and came hurrying through the field, her steps making careless crunches on twigs. Suddenly, the footsteps became calculated, slow. Clover guessed the girl might be close enough to see now. She stretched up to her full height and, to her delight, looked up into the large, dark eyes of the girl. The girl cocked her head to the side, her curly dark hair falling into her eyes, and whispered,
"Hello, little rabbit. I have your treat."
Carefully and slowly, the girl opened her hands and placed a small carrot in the grass near Clover's front paws.
"I'm sorry it's not much, and it's really small, but Papa was watching me, and I didn't dare take any more."
As if understanding the girl, the small bunny placed one paw on the carrot and one paw over her heart. It was a way of saying, "Thank you." The girl's mouth pulled up into a smile, and she turned and trotted back to the house. Humming. This would happen every evening, all summer long, until one day, the girl did not come. Clover waited in the cool grass as the sun dropped lower beneath the hills, casting long shadows over Buttermilk Farm. A cool breeze rustled the tall grass, tickling Clover's nose and making her sneeze. Her nose twitched in anticipation. The farmer had entered the house what seemed like hours ago, but there had not been the sound of the door opening again to allow the girl out into the fields. The air became increasingly cold, ruffling Clover's brown fur and pushing against her long whiskers. "Something must have happened," thought Clover. She stood up on her hind legs as tall as she could be and squinted her eyes to see the farmhouse more clearly. There was no sign of the girl. But the lights were still on in the farmhouse. She thought of her own warm, cozy burrow with the packed dirt walls and soft brown floor. Wind whipped at her with more determination, making her shiver. She turned to hop home, but she just couldn't make herself go. She had to see if the girl was all right, keeping low in the grass so as not to be seen. Clover hopped quickly across the fields. Birds chirped their goodnight songs in the trees behind her. It was getting late, but she pressed onward. Clover had never been this close to the farmhouse, and she was nervous the farmer would see her. She had to keep reminding herself of her mission to check on the girl, to keep herself from running back to her burrow in the field. She hopped up to the deck, where there was a large panel of glass windows that reached the bottom of the house. Looking through, Clover could just make out the image of the girl laying on a couch. She was coughing and had tissues on a little table beside her. The girl looked very tired and ill. Just then, Clover decided she would help the girl, as the girl had helped her. Pushing through her tiredness, the wind, and the approaching darkness, Clover searched high and low for herbs and leaves and seeds that she knew would help the girl. All night she worked, gathering one ingredient at a time and bringing it to the front door of the farmhouse. When the sun began to stretch up from its nap and its first rays of light shone through the clouds, Clover had finally finished the job. Tired but satisfied she had done all she could do, Clover hopped slowly back through the fields and down into her burrow. She was so tired from her long night of gathering that she slept all morning and all afternoon. Finally, she was ready to get out of her burrow and check if the girl was well. As the shadows began to lengthen at the beginning of the evening, Clover wondered if the farmer had already returned to his home for the night. Just as she was about to peek above the tall grass for any sign of the girl, she heard a familiar sound, footsteps crunching over twigs in the grass. Clover lifted herself up on her hind legs and looked up into the sparkling brown eyes of the girl. She wiped her nose on her sleeve and then took a small cloth out from under her shirt. She set the cloth down and unfolded it, revealing 4 large strawberries. Clover gasped when she saw the treat. She thumped her foot happily and the girl laughed.
"My dad thinks our neighbor left those herbs and leaves for my medicine on our front doorstep," she said. "But I know it was you. Thank you for your kindness."
And before she turned to leave, she reached a hand down to pat the bunny lightly on her head. Clover reached her paws up to grasp her hand and pushed her nose into her soft skin. The girl smiled and turned to go back to the farmhouse. As she walked away, she called out,
"See you tomorrow, friend."
And with that, she disappeared into the shadows of the setting sun, humming. Clover nibbled on a strawberry as she listened to her footsteps fade away, and although the strawberries tasted so sweet, she knew there would never be anything as wonderful as the friendship she had with the girl. When you are kind to an animal, you make a special friendship. And when you eat strawberries, you have a nice treat. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another story soon.
The Marvels and Wonders podcast, including the accompanying musical tracks for this episode, were written and produced by me, Anna Beezer.